Jim, a great day for the club, and you know, on a personal level, it's nice to see you fit and back on the field today. You got fit just at the right time.
Yeah, sure, it's been a while. I suppose it's dogged a few injuries through the years, and today I suppose makes it worthwhile when you have days like that with the club, and ensure the team as a whole. The club has been waiting a while for a win like that. I mentioned in the speech there, 1992, since we were asked in a final, so great to end that bit of a drought there today.
And it'll give you a great boost for the football now, won't it?
Ah, yeah, sure, to say winning's a habit, so it's great. Whoever coach, to just keep that winning going, and momentum hopefully will carry us now into football, and we'll hit the ground running with that as well.
Yeah, I said it to Liam, obviously the fact that you were able to play hurling week in, week out was a bonus.
Yeah, definitely. Look, I suppose we're in this junior A grade a few years now, and we always knew there was hurlers in the club to progress. But yeah, definitely this year, just hurling week on week has improved us no end. Like our touch, our striking has come on leaps and bounds, and that's just down to hurling every week.
And you know, your free taking was difficult into the wind in the second half, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm sure Wexford Park, you never get a day here where it's too calm. You always have to contend with a bit of a breeze. So yeah, I was lucky a few of them went over, I think, near the end, just hitting hope maybe.
And tell me about the backroom team now. They did a great job, didn't they, Liam and Jack and John? Of course, John Wright, great footballer in his day. Wayne O'Leary, soccer player in his day. And Anthony Pettit.
Yeah, sure, all the lads bring something new to it. Different experience in different fields. So it was just great to get them in this year. And their enthusiasm down the pitch has been just infectious. And Liam's kind of brought professionalism as well. That's just brought on the whole thing this year.
Special word for Richard. He made a great save after 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And you kind of lost your way after that before half-time, didn't you, Jim?
Yeah, that's kind of a thing we've been trying to work on all year. We kind of start and then go out of the game maybe for that second quarter. But, yeah, that save by Rich was unbelievable. And, you know, had that gone in, maybe the game could have been have a different outcome. So, yeah, all credit to him. And thankfully the lads bounced back after maybe a poor second quarter.
It must have been some heavy words at half-time, was there? I suppose you just got together and said, look, we need to do better, lads.
Yeah, look, there's no panic, I suppose. We knew that we hadn't really started hurling to our capabilities yet, so it was just kind of get a breather and reset again for the second half and hurl to our strengths and what we know we're capable of doing.
14 points from play today.
Yeah, it's great. I didn't actually know that now until you said it, but on a day like today where it's a bit greasy and a bit of a wind here, we're very happy with that.
You know, you've a small pick down there, but you've a lot of good young lads, and Donal and yourself proved today that you're equally as good at hurling as you are at football.
Yeah, look, we're a small parish there in South Wexford, and I suppose any time we get youngsters coming up, we try and maximise the potential. And over the last few years, you know, young Johnny Kelly there, Liam Crowley, Shane Pettit, Jack O'Leary, they're all still young lads, and just them coming in, a bit of freshness has pushed the whole thing on as well.
Special word for Jamie.
Jamie, yeah.
I'd say he's a big influence off the pitch as well, is he?
Ah, massive.
Very passionate guy.
Exactly, yeah. Sure, we'd all look up to Jamie. What he's achieved, sure, in his own field is outstanding, and sure, any time he brings himself to the pitch, he's a role model for the lads and how he applies himself. So, yeah, we'll get another 5 years out of him, hopefully.
Absolutely, and now you have to turn to football, Jim, and you're fit, and I suppose Wexford is still on the radar.
Yeah, sure, we'll take the football championship as it comes, and sure, well, what may lie ahead then with that, and hopefully, sure, we'll see what sort of form we're bringing into the closing stages of that.
Under special COVID conditions in Mary Elf tonight, I'd say, is probably the place to be, is it?
Yeah, Danby Lodge first for a meal, which would be nice now to celebrate together. And sure, yeah, the village, I'm sure, will be hopping for us all tonight.
Well, it's in your DNA to win senior titles way back in the 30s. And congratulations, Jim. Enjoy it, and best of luck in the football when it turns around.
Thanks very much, Liam. Thanks. Thanks, Jim.